Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
12 Years a Slave is a profound film depicting an era of unspeakable horror in the history of the United States. As with this year's Lee Daniels' The Butler, the point of view of 12 Years a Slave is that of a director of color, Great Britain's Steve McQueen, who previously directed Shame and Hunger. McQueen brings an unblinking perspective and a certain calm detachment to the material. 12 Years a Slave is paced by the performance of Chiwetel Ejiofor, whose interior, driven, thoughtful, and remarkable performance is that of Solomon Northup. The film is based on Northup's memoir, believed to be published in 1854 with some 30,000 copies sold. Chiwetel Ejiofor is a certain Oscar actor nominee. 12 Years a Slave, which has depictions of wince-inducing violence, has an eloquence in dialogue and atmospheric landscapes. Look for Oscar nominations for picture, director, McQueen, adapted screenplay, McQueen and John Ridley, score, Hans Zimmer, cinematography, Sean Bobbitt, and several supporting actor and actress nominations. Solomon Northup was a free black man married with two children living in Saratoga, New York. Northup, a vibrant speaker, friendly gentleman, and an accomplished violinist, was asked to join a traveling circus-type show when he was kidnapped, apparently in Washington, D.C. What unfolds in 12 Years a Slave is told partly with skillful flashbacks by director McQueen. Solomon Northup is placed on a slave ship and taken to New Orleans, where he's sold at a slave auction presided over by a slave trader, ironically named Freeman, played by Paul Giamatti, to a seemingly sympathetic plantation master, Ford, played by Benedict Cumberbatch, where he gets on the wrong side of the slave overseer, Tibbetts, played by Paul Dano, who lives up to his ironic slave-beating name. Northup is resold to another plantation owner, Edwin Epps, played by Michael Fassbender, who should also garner an Oscar supporting actor nomination. Epps has a cruel obsession with a young slave girl, Patsy, played by Lupita Nyong, who also deserves an Oscar actress nomination in her film debut. In smaller roles in 12 Years a Slave are Alfre Woodard as Mr. Shaw and Brad Pitt, a producer of the film, as Bass, a Canadian abolitionist. 12 Years a Slave is a remarkable film that should be seen by students of history, young and old. 12 Years a Slave is MPAA rated R for violence, cruelty, some nudity, and brief sexuality. Opening November 22, The Hunger Games: Catching Fire. Jennifer Lawrence is back in the title role as Katniss Everdeen. That's all you need to know. Oh, and yes, the plot has something to do with Katniss Everdeen and Peeta Mellark becoming targets of the Capitol after their winning the 74th Hunger Games in the first film. Their win foments a rebellion in the districts of Panem. There may also be a riot in the districts of movie critics with this plot. Oh, you should also know that Josh Hutcherson is back as Peeta Mellark. Also starring in the sci-fi action film based on the sensationally popular Susan Collins young adult novels are Stanley Tucci, Woody Harrelson, Donald Sutherland, Elizabeth Banks, Liam Hemsworth, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Jeffrey Wright, Amanda Plummer, and Lenny Kravitz. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.